Now, when your awareness has passed through all of these states and you experience the causal witness, then you are no longer identified with a form or a gross or subtle mind and body. You're no longer identified with the ego, which is the gross self. You're no longer identified with the soul, which is the subtle self. You're no longer identified with the physical body or the subtle body. You are pure, radical emptiness, pure, radical, unqualifiable consciousness as such that is infinite, and that is, in fact, spirit itself. And then when you move into non-dual unity, you become one with that spirit. You become what the Sufis call the supreme identity. Your separate self and the spirit of the cosmos, you become one with that. You become one with that ground of being. And you are radically liberated. And you find yourself one with the entire source of the universe. And this is who and what you really are. This is your true self. This is awakening to what you actually and eternally, timelessly are. And that realization, that discovery, is known as awakening or enlightenment or metamorphosis or wu or supreme liberation. And with that, you have indeed a feeling of coming home. You have a feeling of being both radically free, because you're not identified with any particular thing that's arising. And so you are free of being hurt by it, pushed around by it. But you also feel a radical fullness, because now you're one with everything that's arising. So there's nothing outside of you that can crash into you and hurt you. There's nothing outside of you that you could want or desire. You're completely at home, perfectly content, absolutely peaceful. And this is waking up. And it's called waking up because the life that you were living before then appears illusory. Now, it's not really. It's actually the manifestation of spirit. But when it's seen without spirit, which is the way you typically experienced it, then its experience is just cut off from its source and ground, and nothing but kind of a dog-eat-dog world with you're attached to a painful human body, and you have to struggle, and it is a, on balance, a generally painful existence. And then all of a sudden you wake up from that illusion and you find the reality that is the ground of all of that. And that reality is that true self, that one spirit, that ground of all being. And so that is the end result of development along the state axis, where you start out identified with the gross realm, then your center of gravity shifts to the subtle realm, and then it shifts to the causal witnessing, and then it shifts to ultimate non-dual unity awareness. And that final shift is ultimate awakening. And the traditions always distinguish between relative truth and absolute truth. Relative truth is things like water is made of two hydrogen and one oxygen, and so on. So we have relative truths in physics, relative truths in chemistry, relative truths in biology, and so on. And those are relatively true. They're true of the finite relative realm. absolute truth is truth of the ultimate realm. And so your discovery of your unity with ultimate truth is the epitome of ultimate truth, is the ultimate version of ultimate truth. And so if you have developed in both structures and growing up, that's fine. But if you leave out waking up, then you can develop very, very high in structures, but have no clue as to your real self and no clue as to ultimate reality.